Better tracking for UFOs. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden tells Americans he ordered his team to develop sharper rules to track, monitor, and deal with unknown flying objects. He spoke about it yesterday.
Critics watching the president's remarks say he missed a golden opportunity to drive home the threat about China's spy program, left to wonder why Biden didn't speak sooner. Biden touted new actions blacklisting six Chinese entities linked to their military spying efforts, to which China seems to have responded with sanctions on two major American defense manufacturers. But Biden appeared to brush off concerns the tit-for-tat is escalating.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. A power outage at one of the world's busiest international airports brought things to a standstill yesterday, and New York's JFK Airport says its Terminal 1 will remain closed today as well. That's causing a major headache for travelers.
I hate traveling. I used to love it, but now I hate it.
Well, the Port Authority says the outage was caused by a small, isolated fire that was immediately extinguished. Anger is growing in East Palestine, Ohio, over toxins released after a train derailed weeks ago. While the EPA is telling them tests don't show a problem, consumer advocate Aaron Brockovich tells Fox Business residents should trust what they're seeing and experiencing.
They're having to bury their dead animals and concerns for their children who are having coughs and rashes and vomiting and nausea and dizziness and headaches and everything else.
The EPA is offering testing to any residents who want them. In Turkey, rescuers burst into applause. They rescued a boy trapped in the earthquake rubble for more than 260 hours. And we now have more than 43,000 people confirmed dead in Turkey and Syria. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Republican lawmakers issuing subpoenas to big tech companies they believe are trying to silence conservative voices.
Chairman Jim Jordan says he believes he can show collusion with big tech and Democrats. He's tried to get answers from tech companies the easy way since December, but to no avail. Now he sent subpoena letters to executives of five major tech companies, Alphabet, which runs Google, Amazon, Apple, Facebook's parent company, Meta, and Microsoft. He wants all documents between the companies and the Biden administration to see if they moderated, deleted, suppressed, restricted, or reduced circulation of Republican speech or other speech that didn't go along with the administration's policies. Twitter's CEO Elon Musk is absent from this list. Jordan says that's because the Twitter files were an example of how to be transparent.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. Microsoft and Meta say they will comply with the subpoenas. An Arizona appeals court rejects Republican Carrie Lake's challenge of her defeat in the governor's race. The court said Lake presented no evidence that voters whose ballots were unreadable were not able to vote. The CDC says young kids are passing up vital greens for sugary drinks.
Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say over half of American kids, roughly 57%, drink at least one sugary drink a week. But when it comes to more nutritious options, over half of kids in 20 states do not eat a veggie daily, and roughly one in three children under five did not eat a daily fruit. The American Heart Association recommends that young children eat at least one fruit or veggie with every meal, and the CDC warns parents should steer clear of added sugars, like the ones commonly found in sodas and some sports drinks, for children under the age of two. Sean Langel, Fox News.
And the U.S. Air Force grounds its entire fleet of KC-135 tankers for inspection. Military is concerned that tanker tails could fall off mid-flight if not fixed properly. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.